It's Monday, January 11th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Police officials in India's Karnataka state banned a community of Christians from gathering for worship services indefinitely, reports International Christian Concern. The officials justified this unconstitutional action by claiming that none of the approximately 50 Christians were Christian by birth and must have been coercively or fraudulently converted to Christianity. One local pastor said, quote, "There is no freedom whatsoever to gather for worship and practice the faith of our choice," end quote. Radical Hindu nationalists have falsely accused Indian Christians of converting poor Hindus to Christianity by fraudulent means. 1 Peter 5, verse 10 has direct words of encouragement for the suffering Indian Christians. "The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast." The International Bible Society and the Swiss Evangelical Alliance has organized the 2021 Week of Prayer, which will take place from January 10th to 17th under the theme Bible Engagement, reports Evangelical Focus. Thomas Bucher, General Secretary of the European Evangelical Alliance, said, quote, "It is my prayer that as a result of this week of prayer, you will engage with new vigor with the Word of God, and that it will do its mighty work in you and bring the fruit it promises to bring," end quote. Proverbs 30, verse 5 says, "Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him." U.S. Democrats on Saturday were readying for an unprecedented second impeachment of President Donald Trump, reports AFP. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi warned that Democrats will launch a second impeachment unless Trump resigns or Vice President Mike Pence invokes the 25th Amendment, where the cabinet removes the president. Referring to Trump on Friday, Pelosi tweeted, quote, "He's deranged, unhinged, and dangerous. He must go," end quote. On Friday's broadcast, radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh gave two reasons as to why the Democrats are trying to impeach President Trump again or force him to resign between now and the inauguration of Joe Biden on January 20th.
"They're terrified that Trump is going to unleash classified documents. You know, he's got a bevy of them, folks. He's got classified documents about the hoax, the four-year effort to get the election results of 2016 overturned. You know what else they're worried about? You know what else they're scared of? They are scared to death. They are terrified that Trump is going to pardon people who are dangerous to the establishment. Call it the swamp if you want. Because let me tell you, nothing's changed. The people in the Washington establishment, why did they want to stop Trump in the first place? Because they didn't want what they have been up to, which is no good, for years to ever come out. They didn't want Trump to discover it and release it. They remain petrified for the next 12 days that Trump is going to release somehow, some way, what he knows about these people. In other words, they're worried to death that he's got a card or two to play here yet, including the pardon power. They've got a lot of stuff to keep covered up.
Unbelievably, Twitter banned President Donald Trump's account on Friday, claiming that he somehow encouraged violence at the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday, reports the Associated Press. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley tweeted, quote, "Silencing people, not to mention the President of the United States, is what happens in China, not our country," end quote. Referring to President Donald Trump's speech calling for, quote, "healing and reconciliation," end quote, Evangelist Franklin Graham urged the Commander-in-Chief to invite President-elect Joe Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, and their spouses to the White House to, quote, "begin the healing in preparation for a smooth transition," end quote, reports the Christian Post. Graham wrote on Facebook, quote, "Thank you, President Donald J. Trump, for your conciliatory words to the nation," end quote. He also said, quote, "The division in our country is as great as any time since the Civil War. I am calling on Christians to unite our hearts together in prayer for President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris and for the leadership in both parties. Pray that everyone will stop the finger-pointing and realize that both parties bear responsibility for the problems we face today. Pray that they will come together and work together for the good of all of the American people." End quote. And finally, after being reelected to her position for two more years, Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel said she was angry about losing the 2020 election, but promised that the Republican Party would fight back in 2022.
"We have a lot of hard work to do to take back the Senate and the House in 2022, but I am mad, and I am not going to let socialism rule in this country, and I'm going to work with every single one of you to make sure we squash it, we take back the House, and we take back the Senate in 2022. We are not going to cede our country to the far left who want to turn towards socialism, institute the Green New Deal, and remake America as we know it, and take away my right to call myself a mother, a wife, a sister, a woman. Give me a break."
Contrary to the Democrats' interest in stripping all gender-specific language from bills, Genesis 1, verse 27 says, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, January 11th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Special thanks to Kevin and Brady Bourne in Virginia for their help in securing Rush Limbaugh's audio clips. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.